Unravel the mysteries of the universe through profound teachings. Witness the touching love between a spiritual teacher and her students. Learn from wise, practical advice for daily life and self-cultivation. Laugh with inner exuberance. Experience the bliss of merciful cooking. We invite you to listen in on these conversations of truth between Supreme Master Qinghai and her disciples.
In the ancient days of Jesus, Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, Kabir, Guru Nanak, and other great masters, the few disciples who had the sacred opportunity to sit at the lotus feet of the saints and learn from their holy wisdom, were extremely fortunate. Spending time by your master's side is the greatest blessing.
In this modern time, the disciples of Supreme Master Qinghai are truly blessed to have a living, enlightened master. She is a guide who will protect those with affinity and sincere longing for the truth on their spiritual journey home.
Today is the global launch of Supreme Master Television on 10 additional satellite platforms reaching all continents on the planet. On this occasion, we'd like to introduce you to our show broadcast daily at this hour, Between Master and Disciple. This program is a window into the timeless discourse of an enlightened sage with her earnest practitioners. Viewers will be privy to the spiritual discussion and loving relationship between Supreme Master Qinghai and her disciples.
After a period of contemplation in the deepest reaches of the Himalaya, Supreme Master Qinghai became a fully realized being and would soon fulfill her destiny of masterhood.
Having descended from the mountain, Supreme Master Qinghai was discovered by her first disciple in a busy city of India while she was looking for a book.
The earnest truth seeker's faith and devotion moved Supreme Master Qinghai, and she granted him the precious initiation into the Kuan Yin method of meditation, right on the banks of the holy Ganges River.
From India, Divine Providence led Supreme Master Qinghai to the beautiful island of Formosa, where she knew not a single person and spoke not a word of the language. She was on retreat where a small group of people came and related a vision of the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Goddess of Mercy, who told them to visit a specific temple. Supreme Master Qinghai was not staying in the main temple, but lived simply in the ashram at the back of the building where the urns of the deceased were kept.
Without prior introduction, those sincere truth seekers all proclaimed Supreme Master Qinghai as their teacher. At first, Supreme Master Qinghai turned them away, but they were persistent and sincere. After much pleading, she relented and accepted them as disciples, imparting unto them the means of liberation from the cycle of rebirth, the Kuan Yin method. Under those circumstances, Supreme Master Qinghai took on the role of a teacher of multitudes, and those earliest Formosan disciples laid the groundwork for the international headquarters of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Let us hear about the touching experiences of some of Supreme Master Qinghai's earliest disciples.
跟师父在一起，那真的是好像在天堂一样，因为他都会这样一直逗大家笑，这样很幽默啊。有些事情你会觉得说，假如不是跟师父在一起，你会觉得他只是一点点好笑，可是你跟师父在，就是好好笑。师父学那个中文没学几年，可是他在用那个词啊，用到那个同样的音啊，然后用成不同的意思。
哇，那个像我们这样从小就学中文的，根本没有一个可以比上他的。师父真的是开大智慧的人啊。对师父啊，你根本没有办法用什么话来形容，你怎么感激他？反正他就是一直帮我，一直突破我那些不好的习性，或者是说我自己不喜欢我自己的那种不好的习惯，或者是说我的能力上限制的地方，他一。 一路帮我这样子突破下去，我从小喜欢自己聪明，还有智慧，但是没有人质疑嘛。通到师父之后，师父那种智慧那种爱力哈，他就一直把你层层就突破了。 所以他不是一般的老师，是真正的名师。
As a young woman, Supreme Master Ching Hai departed from her motherland, Ao Lac or Vietnam, a country of deep spiritual heritage, to embark on her great journey of life. Her path would take her to many nations throughout the world. As a true spiritual guide, she accepted sincere invitations to share her wisdom and the means to attain enlightenment in this lifetime.With great compassion in answering the yearning of her disciples, Supreme Master Ching Hai graced their native countries, which spanned all continents.
我们修这个观念法门哈，那个振动力，那边的振动力和那边的光啊，把我们那个任何的气爆啊都改变了，我们振动力越来越快，听懂不懂？越快才越靠近那个如来的等级，不然的话怎么靠近呢？怎么成佛呢？你们知道为什么叫如来吗？因为行住坐卧都是禅，也是叫如来。如来意思是说不来也不去，他来也是这样，他去也是这样子，为什么呢？因为他来来去去很快啊，感觉到没有来没有去一样，所以他同时可以去很多地方，同时可以回来，所以没有看到他去哪里，不过随时都看到他去所有的宇宙的角落，所以叫如来。
lần đầu tiên con gặp sư phụ, con không biết nói chi là con xin cảm ơn sư phụ đã cho con rất nhiều thể nghiệm.Từ âm thanh ánh sáng và trong thiền định con đã gặp sư phụ được rất nhiều lần.
Very good.
Và sư phụ gia trì cho con rất là nhiều việc, từ gia đình, chồng bệnh ốm này kia, con được thể nghiệm rất là nhiều.
Thế giới này là cái thế giới ta bà, tức là cái thế giới cực khổ. Ta bà có nghĩa là kham nhẫn, là phải ráng nhẫn nhục lắm. Nó kêu là ta bà là như vậy. Tiếng Phạn ta bà có nghĩa là cực khổ, là kham nhẫn. Nhưng mà cái thế giới này tu hành giỏi, tốt hơn những cái thế giới khác.Khi mà mình không có cái thân thể này rồi thì cái sự tu hành nó mình nó chậm chạp hơn. Cho nên quý vị cô bám víu lại cái cơ hội mà muôn ngàn năm một thở được làm người đó, phải tu hành đàng hoàng, cực khổ gì cũng gắng răng chịu, cực khổ gì cũng niệm năm vị Phật, cứ việc tu hành cái gì cũng cải biến cả, thấy không chưa?
Hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing.Sing hallelujah.
You know how precious the Guanyin method is to me. As for me, every day I wake up and I remember I found this method, I found you. It's like a miracle. I'm so happy. And I feel that everything around me is transformed. My whole family is so loving now. Mm-hmm. And things that I never thought could ever come true have come true. And everybody, my mother and me, have ever prayed for has gotten better.
Yes.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah, good. Because you are good. Because you become better. Like attract like, you know, because you're better, so everything better will come to you. When you are able to think positive, that means you are elevated to the positive level. But if you rise yourself to a higher level, you have it permanently, and you can only come up all the time. See? Yeah. The Guanyin method is the way to bring you up there, but it's you who do it. It's you who want it. See? You make effort.
Where does affinity comes from? Where does it come from? Because as a master, you're supposed to have love for everybody and everything. But still, this concept of affinity keeps coming back. Where does it come from, please?
Mm-hmm. Comes from many lives that we are together. Hmm? Some other lifetime. Yeah? And some people. And also the affinity comes from your yearning to want to know the truth. The master, any master wants to give it to everybody. But if that person do not yearn in his heart to want to go to the kingdom, master cannot make an affinity with him, because the master cannot force any being to follow any teaching of the master.
How do I know that these experiences that I experience are of what really is?
If you sit in meditation, whether by convenient method before or by the initiation method afterward, if the experience leaves you very happy, light-hearted, yeah, and that is a true experience. So whatever the outcome of that will be fine. Mm. And if you feel very tired or frustrated, then that is not the true one. Mm? And let God inside guide you.
Que peleen entre sí, que hagan tantas cosas Can be conquered by them.
Mostly masters are like that.
Muchos maestros son así.
They just come for the sole purpose to fetch the ready souls back to heaven, Buddha land.
Muchos maestros vienen con el único propósito de llevar las almas que ya están listas de vuelta a la tierra de Buda.
So whatever they do, it's just illusion. They don't do anything like we do.
Así es que todo lo que hacen es solamente ilusión, porque nada de lo que hacen lo hacen como nosotros lo hacemos.
Understand?
Entienden.
They are not forced to do anything.
Ellos no son forzados a hacer nada.
They just do things like in a dream.
Hacen las cosas como en un sueño.
They are not attached to anything.
Y no están atados a nada.
It doesn't matter how good it is.
No sea tan a nada, no importa qué tan bueno sea aquella cosa.
All the good and bad things belong to the world of ours, of duality.
Todas las cosas buenas y malas pertenecen a este mundo debido a la dualidad.
Master, I have a question. I read in a book that the prophets don't go through evolutionary process, but the perfect masters go. Is that true?
Yes. If he came from heaven, yes. If he's made on earth, he has to.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. Some soul has never left the Father's house, so he doesn't have to go through. Yeah? He just go down here and do his job. Huh? Probably has gone through before already. No, we go through the process of evolution just to learn things. Any soul is a master. Any soul. We do things because we want to learn, because we want to have fun.
My question is, I'm trying to find out, is the consciousness of the master moving between ecstasy and normal consciousness back and forwards?
No.
Or is there a duality? I can't understand.
No, it's the same thing at the same time. Everything in this world is divided by time and space because of our concept of the duality of things. There's God, there's me, there's heaven, there's earth, okay? Because we're in this physical body, and we are surrounded by this physical illusion that there are things at time and space, that you are there, I'm here, okay? And there's past, present, and future because of time. That's the only thing that makes us realize that we are separate from God. So now a master, a true master, is the one who mastered two worlds. So she can be here and be there at the same times and doing both jobs at the same times. Yes, because the master has transcended the differences between time and space. That's how that master can lead you here and continue lead you in the life after, at the same time. Or after she left the physical body, or after you left the physical body and the master is still here. Please do not forget to thank God Almighty, to thank all the masters of the past and the present who have sacrificed so much, who have loved us so much since the beginning of time, and have blessed us immensely, continuously, so that we always can walk peacefully and courageously in whichever way we have chosen for ourselves. Blessed be all these noble beings, here and in other worlds. We will always be grateful in our heart. Please remember, the more we are grateful, the more we will be blessed. The more we remember the loving kindness, the more we will be endowed also with loving kindness. The more we are thankful of the peace they have bestowed upon this planet and upon our path, the more peace we will realize, the more blessing, the more bliss. Everything better will come in our way, even in this physical planet, even in this difficult situation of the globe. We will always walk in peace and protection, and we will know that. We will feel that. We definitely definitely realize that every minute of our day. And that's what I do. Okay? Remember, bring your love with you. Give to your families, your friends, your country.
Avant cela, je vous remercie au nom de tous les initiés dans le monde entier d'avoir entré dans notre vie.
I want first to thank you very much in the name of all initiates you came across into our lives.
Mm. La première question a trait au maître intérieur.
I have a question in regard of the inner master.
Le maître intérieur nous parle à chaque instant, mais nous sommes toujours occupés des choses de ce monde qu'on ne l'écoute pas.
The inner master always speaks to us and we never have time to listen to him.
Take practice.
Cela demande de la pratique.
Take practice to discriminate the inner guidance and the outer noise.
Cela demande de la pratique de distinguer entre le guide intérieur et le bruit extérieur.
Because we have also a lot of influences from outside, apart from our own mind.
Parce que non seulement nous avons l'influence de notre propre mental, mais aussi de l'extérieur.
So we have to take practice. That's why you must meditate every day.
Donc il faut pratiquer, et c'est pour cela qu'il faut méditer tous les jours.
Yes, to remember who you are and that you are the real decider.
Pour se rappeler qui nous sommes et que nous sommes le vrai décideur.
And you are the real master of your own destiny.
Que vous êtes le vrai maître de votre destinée.
So it takes a lot of sincerity and, you know, reflection in order to be yourself again, to be your saintly self, your godly self again, in order to really know what is good for you, and not to be influenced by external circumstances or other people's mind and opinion, and even your own mind.
Et donc cela va te demander beaucoup de réflexion et beaucoup de pratique pour être vraiment, pour se retrouver vraiment soi et avoir son esprit saint, son esprit de pratique, de ne pas être influencé par les autres et d'être son vrai soi.
This world is like that. It's a big influence on everybody.
Ce monde est comme ça. Il a une grosse influence sur tous.
I say the first thing is selfless, yeah? Selflessness means you think about others before yourself. You sacrifice, yeah? As number two is humility. Selflosigkeit heißt immer lieben, eh? So we saw, huh? Loving, yeah, and kind, yeah? And humility means you put yourself last, you're obedient, you are saints, okay? So behave like one. Every time you love your children, you have to think, remember how God loves us, how God loves, really loves us, and your children also. And this is the true and the greatest love for everyone.
Et chaque fois que vous aimez vos enfants, pensez, ah oui, c'est comme ça que Dieu nous aime, qu'il nous aime tous, qu'il aime nos enfants, et c'est comme ça qu'on doit aimer.
Yeah. And every time your pets love you, and you love your pets, or you caress your pet, or your pets caress you, should also remind yourself that this is part of God's love. And only God's love is really true and pervasive.
Et chaque fois que vous avez votre petit animal familier que vous aimez et qui vous caresse, que vous le caressez, vous pensez aussi à l'amour de Dieu et puis qu'il comprend toutes les créatures et qui concerne tous et qui va à tous.
You see, in every situation, we can use that to remind ourselves not to forget the spiritual path that we have chosen to walk on.
Et vous voyez ainsi qu'en utilisant chaque situation qui arrive devant nous, on peut se rappeler ce chemin qu'on a promis de suivre et dans lequel marcher, suivre.
la route.
Like this, we always reinforce ourselves during this mundane existence on earth, always to be in the remembrance of God.
Et c'est en agissant ainsi qu'on se rappelle, qu'on se renforce, que se reconforte dans ce monde.
God realization is the birthright of all people, regardless of age, race, class, culture, or creed. Love for the divine transcends all bounds, and Supreme Master Qinghai has disciples all over the world from many spiritual traditions. Disciples' heartfelt devotion is exemplified in this letter from a 13-year-old disciple living in Iran.
استاد عزیزم، من نمیتوانم در برابر آن عشق عظیمت پایداری کنم تا با کلماتم احساسم را بیان کنم، مگر از درون. اگر من بخواهم حرفی بزنم، حرفا پایان یافتنی نیستند. فقط این را بگویم که آن روز وقتی من از یک اندازه به شما نزدیکتر می شدم، تنفسم تند می شد و اشکایم جاری. و من فقط سعی کردم که از درون با شما ارتباط برقرار کنم، که شما هم با نگاه و نوازش هایتان مرا متوجه کردید که قضیه ای را فهمیدم. استاد عزیزم، بزرگترین نگرانی من برای وقتی است که شما بخواهید از لحاظ فیزیکی بروید. خوشا به سعادت کسانی که می توانند همیشه با شما باشن و یا با شما در ارتباط باشن. عاشق همیشگی شما، نسیم 13 ساله.
Supreme Master Qinghai's gentle footsteps have taken her around the globe in response to the longing of disciples, imparting lessons of service and compassion all along the way.
Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai has opened her home and her heart to the world with the show A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Every week she shares her delicious recipes and vegetarian cooking tips with our international viewers. We learn from her the art of vegetarian cooking and preparing simple, healthy, and aesthetically appetizing dishes.
Cooking is easy, really, huh?
Yes.
Like this, and you have plenty of protein, and it's tasty, and you eat it with rice, that's done. Of course, you can have a green salad or something, yeah?
Yes.
Cucumber with it, or, and then you have fruit. Oh. Or the salad has to be perfect already. There's no need to elaborate on it. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
With hearts of love and sincere gratitude, we offer our deepest thanks to our most compassionate Supreme Master Qinghai.
In light of your divine magnificence, our efforts are humble, but with great hopes may they touch your generous and merciful heart. We pray that the world will forever be graced by your beautiful and ennobling presence.
Thank you, gentle viewers, for watching and sharing these special moments on Between Master and Disciples with us here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you peaceful and blessed days ahead, filled with God's eternal love.